As we look at state dollars and what is being projected for our state budget, which has to be approved by June, it came to my attention that a popular Connecticut Farm to Schools grant program is in jeopardy under what Governor Lamont has put forward. In fact, according to the Department of Agriculture Commissioner Brian Hurlburt, this program would be eliminated completely. And I'm talking about the CT Grown for CT Kids program. And this really not only brings farming, the farming industry, to our children in Connecticut, which is a thriving industry in our state, but it also connects them to eating good food, locally made food in their schools. And so joining me now to talk about the impact of this is Caitlin Kimball, who is a local farmer right here in Connecticut. And Caitlin, thank you for joining us. Talk to us a little bit about your reaction to cutting this program. And is it something that you can kind of give listeners an understanding of why we can't lose that money?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I think that this program is critical for a lot of educational opportunities that have, you know, been strengthened over the last 4 years. This program started in 2021, and it helps connect Connecticut farmers to school programming and to increase sales between Connecticut farmers and schools. So the goal is to just make kids more aware of where their food comes from, to have educational programming around that, and to see more local food on the cafeteria trays in our middle schools, our elementary schools, and our high schools.
And again, Caitlin Kimball is somebody we've had on the show before, founded Sunset Farm in 2018 in Naugatuck, Connecticut. Did I hear, Caitlin, that you recently opened or expanded your location to Milford?
We did, yes. My husband and I are grateful to have started leasing some land in Milford. So we've tripled our operation. This year we'll be growing on over 10 acres. And, you know, we are really lucky through this Connecticut Grown for Connecticut Kids program. We've been a grant recipient for the last several years, and we've built a really strong partnership with Naugatuck Public Schools. I'm actually dropping off some carrots there tomorrow. And so, you know, this program helped us kind of craft that relationship, and we're just excited to grow more food and get it out to more schools this year, hopefully.
It's a bit ironic that this announcement is during March, which is National Nutritional Month, because, Caitlin Kimball, you could certainly talk about the impact of having locally grown food available in our schools across Connecticut. The fact is that, you know, sure, maybe we do have food insecurity in general, but, you know, a lot of the kids who are still getting food, it may not be great quality, which is why there's been such a push to have, you know, these kinds of grant programs to bring these food items into schools, to be, you know, to allow, for example, people to go to farmers markets and have the money now from the state to be able to buy, you know, locally grown food. I mean, I think people need to see the big picture here, that it's not just addressing like a food insecurity, but it's also a nutritional element here that really would be missed. And I think would impact a lot of children.
That is correct. That's really important to stress. You know, food, you know, it's good that our children are fed. That's the number one priority. You know, if we can enhance that, that's always better. The food that's coming to schools from these larger distributors, it's not local. It was probably harvested a weeks ago, if not longer than that. It's traveled hundreds, if not thousands of miles. And this Connecticut Grown for Connecticut Kids program, you know, helped put food that was harvested maybe that morning or the day before, helped get it into that school cafeteria, you know, within a couple hours. And we're going to see more nutritious food. We're going to see kids starting to think about where their food comes from, which is really important. I have gone into Naugatuck Public Schools and spoken to classes at various times over the last 5 years. And you always see that moment where it clicks for a kid, like, wow, this was grown from a plant that a farmer grew here. And they just start to think about our food system. And that benefits everyone.
Yeah. And Caitlin, I mean, it's something that I talk about all the time with Brian Hurlburt, the commissioner of the Department of Ag. There is just something so different when you eat something that was made locally, that is, you know, locally grown food, whether it's your salad, your, you know, the fresh ingredients you put on your dinners at home. You can taste the difference when it's locally made.
Yes, you can. And, you know, that's just really important to emphasize with this program that, you know, I get it. There are a lot of budget cuts. And, you know, I read the commissioner's comments about, you know, we're up against the bird flu and some of these other programs. And it's, you know, it's hard to figure out where to make the cut. But I would argue that this is a really important program. You know, if people are interested in supporting these efforts, you know, you should contact your legislator. You should say that I would like the farm to school program, you know, to be funded this year. If you go to ctfarmtoschool.org, you can find some more information. There's a big advocacy group that's pushing these efforts forward. And, you know, I'm always going to advocate for things that help farmers and that help our local communities.
Yeah. So according to reports, Governor Lamont's $55 billion two-year budget proposal would cut $1 million a year from the State Department of Ag for their CT Grown for CT Kids program. And Brian Hurlburt says that that would basically terminate the program entirely, which is a shame. It launched only in 2021. And according to reports, the program has awarded close to $4 million to over 130 grantees across Connecticut, including, it sounds like, Caitlin Kimball, who, again, started with her husband, Sunset Farms, in Naugatuckan and has now expanded to Milford. So Caitlin, I'm wondering, you know, do you put that money back into the budget proposal or figure that out? The other thing is, I know there's a push right now from the Connecticut Restaurant Association to use the food and beverage tax instead of putting it into the general fund, putting it back into tourism. I'm wondering if that money could be allocated, if they do end up moving it, allocated to this program. Like, I'm wondering if you could put the Department of Ag and tourism together, because farms are a big part of our tourism.
Absolutely. Agritourism is a big sector of Connecticut agriculture. I think that's a creative idea. I think, you know, we're seeing cuts to a lot of things across the board. And so I think creativity in solving that, you know, is a good place to start. But I would just, you know, urge people to, if you're not familiar with the program, to Google it and just to learn more about some of the grantees over the last 4 years of the program. It's estimated, you know, this farm to school advocacy group estimates that, you know, the farm to school programming has increased almost 10% in Connecticut since 2019 as a result of this program. So it's really important that we try to continue it.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the link from the government website on ours, voiceofct.com, with your podcast. Caitlin Kimball, I want to thank you so much for joining us and for what you're doing at Sunset Farm. And I can't wait to visit you soon, especially at your Milford location. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome.